Hey, this is Cecil and Marsha Garrett. We are back to keeping it 100.
Hey, babe.
Yeah.
So, this upcoming Sunday is Mother's Day.
Yes, it is. Woo-hoo!
And, like, I was thinking there's like lots of different types of mothers.
I'm thinking the same thing.
I hadn't really thought about it over the years, but I think about it a lot now that there's just so many different types of moms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's foster moms. Mm-hmm. There's your moms, your stepmoms, grieving moms, single moms, married moms.
Yeah.
There's depleted moms.
Mm-hmm.
There's joy-filled moms, you know? Mm-hmm. There's just all different types of moms to celebrate this season. Grandmoms.
Yeah.
You know?
One of the things I was thinking about, and we was kind of like on the same page, but just a tad different.
Mm.
And just thinking about moms, I was like, my aunts are moms and how they play roles in our life. My grandmother, of course. My mother, of course. But aunts and the mothers in the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, older mm-hmm. women on your job, they're
Spiritual moms, seasoned moms.
Yeah, there's so many types.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want to leave none unturned.
Yeah.
We want to honor all of those that have been called a mom in some capacity.
They're all important. They've all at least have played a big part in my life.
Mm-hmm.
The women that I can think of in my head, aside from my actual own mom, who was a big part of my life. But there are so many other women that have been pivotal in mm-hmm. just my direction and my steps. Even now, some really amazing women that are mothers that I just look up to and honor.
Yeah, just the nurturing spirit that rings loud mm-hmm. in women that become mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to do their job to the best of their ability. They want to make sure that the kids have the best.
Mm-hmm.
That they give them their best. They're looking to always give their best, not second to none.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's usually the heart of a mother.
Yeah.
From what I can recall in my mind, just thinking about, I'm sitting here thinking about all the moms that I know. Mm-hmm. But there are women who want to make sure that their kids have the best, that they're doing everything that they have to do to make sure that their children are where they should be.
Yeah. I look at, I'm going to start off with this one, starting off with my aunts
mm-hmm.
and how they played a significant role in my upbringing. Of course, I didn't see it when I was younger. I thought they were a little barren, a little angry, or they just didn't really care for you or your siblings.
Yeah.
But they were playing a strong role in your life and making sure that you get all that you're supposed to get. And I look at my mom's sisters. Each one of them played a heavy role in my life. And I just want to bring honor to each one of them because they are great mothers and they are great aunts.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking
mm-hmm.
about one of my favorite memories of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, I've told her this before, like quite a few times, but one of my most favorite memories as I'm older now and I can appreciate it
mm-hmm.
was us walking to school. I went to private school as a kid, and apparently there was probably no busing system. Now I understand that.
Mm.
But I remember us walking to school in the rain, in the snow, on a good day, on a terrible day.
Yeah.
And it never feeling like it was a drudge to her to do it. I know that she apparently, you know, was going through things of her own, you know. My mom raised me pretty much like a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
And to know now the sacrifices that she made to get me to private school, even by foot, walking there and singing songs and just really having a good time. I also remember going to another school where I didn't walk to school. We caught the street bus.
Uh-huh.
We caught the city bus And I remember walking up a really, really big hill in the rain, and it was just like worms everywhere. And she sang a worm song that I taught to my kids naturally, and they love it. So those were some really, I mean, aside from so many others, I mean, I could go on with memories of my mom. And I grew up bullied, a bully child, and she would always make me a cake when I came home from school. That would be her way of making the day better. So, needless to say, a lot of
It definitely
cakes,
was a sweet day.
for sure, a lot of cakes made in our house, and I carried that on when I first moved out. I had my cabinet full of cakes. I don't do it as much anymore, but those are some of my favorite memories. What about you?
Yeah, I was thinking about my mom and how she shows strength in every part of her life. You know, she worked two, three jobs at a time. And one of the reasons why she was doing it, because she didn't want to be on welfare. She didn't want to deal with that. She wanted us to be free from the government assistance. And of course, I didn't understand that because if we did it, if we had them, we had them. If we didn't, we didn't. Eventually, we did end up having to use it because things got a little hard. But my mom's not knowing how to stretch the dollar. She was amazing with that. You know, we never went hungry. We never had to sleep outside. Never had the lights turned off and things like that. You know, it was really, we might not have had everything that other kids had, but we sure had a lot of love. And my mother always made sure that she gave us her best.
Amazing. Moms just have like this superpower of just doing what they got to do. And even in the frustration at times, you can't really get angry and frustrated. Like as a child, it's just they step in, they dive in, they do what's necessary. I think about grieving moms, moms that have lost, children, things like that. And how they go on, they encourage another woman in the midst of it all.
Yes. My
Like,
mother dealt with, the loss of her one of our siblings, and she was very strong for the rest of us. You know, we trying to be a strength to her, but she trying to be a strength to us.
Right.
You know, and it was amazing. She set aside her own feelings to make sure that we stay strong and stay focused and continue on. And I always admire that. And one of the things I wanted to say about my mother,
Before you say that though, but I can vouch for that, even to her deathbed, she wasn't even thinking about, she wasn't thinking about dying, so to speak. She was trying to make sure y'all was gonna be okay when she died, and she was giving her final wishes.
Yes,
And
she
now
was.
you take care of this person, and you check on that person, and you make sure this gets done, and I need you over here. And she has, that's just apparently was her character, to really have a heart to look out for others. She didn't want anybody worrying about her.
No.
But
She's like, I live my life. I want you guys to be strong and be strong for one another. And we have to because it's important that we look out for one another. And we got to do better with the checking up on each other. That's the key thing. Get caught up in your own little world and forget that you have siblings. And even though they're parents themselves and in yourself, but you still got to find the time. We just bring honor to every mother that's in our family. And that's not whoever's not even biological or blood relative, but they connected in some kind of way. We send honor to them.
So I was thinking too about the importance of mothers.
Oh my goodness.
What is the biggest strength that mothers bring to a household? What do you think?
Courage. When I say courage, because when if you let's look at a lot of mothers that's single, and they have to play both roles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very courageous for mm-hmm. them to have to do that on their own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for whatever reason. I mean, some is they couldn't be helped, like their spouse may have passed away.
Yeah.
Or something of that nature. Well, we ain't got to go down a list of,
mm-hmm.
of things because we honoring moms today.
Mm-hmm.
And the strength that they have. And I say courage because they stand strong in the gap.
Yeah.
They continue on no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter what the weather, no matter what the circumstances are,
mm-hmm.
they still push it to make it happen.
Mm.
You know, I hate to see people, women, being mistreated.
Yeah.
When I see that, it just irks me because they should be honored. Now, if you don't feel that in your heart, then that's prayer that needs to be sent out toward
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think about nourishment.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know you said we're talking about moms. I think about a dad. A dad,
mm-hmm.
to me, brings all the fun, the candy, the... the amusement park, roller coaster
mm-hmm.
type ride fun. But a mom is like, so a dad is like pizza. And the mom is the nourishment. The mom is the veggie and mm-hmm. the fruit.
Oh my goodness.
With the pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there might be times that we may not like that nourishment, mm. but that is what a mom does.
Yeah. See, since you went there,
well,
I got to go back a few years before I met you.
Okay.
When I was a single dad.
Mm-hmm.
I was a single dad for about 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was both my kids that I had
mm-hmm.
at that time. And the dinners that we had, I'm ashamed to say what they were. And I'm not going to.
Yeah.
But they ate every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. Uh-huh. It may have been fast, well, but it was food.
Amen. They ain't still alive.
So when you talk about dads being the pizza,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we needed a mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mom was always calling me, checking on me, seeing if how the kids doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew she really wanted to make sure that they eating good.
Oh, man. And y'all mean well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, a mom is important. A mom brings in that balance, that healthy balance. Yeah. Oh, shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So they bring in that healthy balance, that nourishment to the meal.
Mm-hmm.
That thing that has to be there that we don't always realize and understand we need, and things that we can take advantage of if we're not very careful.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's easy to push aside or set aside the things that are good for us.
Yeah.
And right. cling to everything that's good, but I just want to say to every person out there, whether your mother is still living on this earth,
mm-hmm.
whether she's passed away, whether you're a grieving mother yourself dealing with infertility, maybe, I don't know. Maybe you're a mother to multiples, a mother to one,
yeah.
single mother, as we mentioned, married mm-hmm. mother.
Yeah.
Whatever your season of motherhood is. Maybe you are a mom who is an empty nester. Mm. All of your children have moved out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But to every mom, there is an important position and an important place that's needed in the lives of
mm-hmm.
children. Be it your children or others.
Yeah. Mothers are the strong pillar. They can be the one that stands center and hold up everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Moses, hell, as long as he had his arms up, everybody was safe.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
when he dropped, we got to run to make sure that mom push her arms back up.
Sure.
We want to make sure that we're doing our part. Mom's doing hers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is to make sure that every mother that we mentioned, whether it's an aunt, spiritual mother, a cousin,
mm-hmm.
you know, a sister, of course, your own mother, that they get recognized as being strong pillars in our lives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not just in the, our church, but in the community.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many people that go above and beyond being just a mother. They want to make sure they be a mother to a lot more mm-hmm. than just their own.
Mm-hmm.
That's a strong heart.
Yeah. What if maybe you're a mom that feels like you go unnoticed and that you're not appreciated? Maybe you have small children, so all you're doing is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's never a moment where you feel like you have an opportunity to sit down.
Yeah. I look at that, you know, like I'll just speak on you. All the things that you do for the kids that we have, and you want them, you have such a strong heart for them, and you have a plan for their lives, a plan that you created, that God gave you.
Mm-hmm.
And the plan is for them to be prosperous.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that they get that. And you do a lot of things that I just look like, wow. And you're standing strong in the gap and filling those voids that the kids don't even realize they have. You want to make sure that they get everything that they're supposed to get from mm-hmm. their mother.
The blessing for me is that we have good children.
Mm-hmm.
We have children that, I just got a text today, Mom, what do you want to do for Mother's Day? And for me, you know, for a season, I was like, I don't want you guys to buy me anything like that or, you know, stuff for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I just being here. Being with family is what honors me.
Mm-hmm.
But we have really good kids, and they look out for my best interests. Of course, we have, you know, our days and our times and our moments.
Right.
But that's life. That's family.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean it's the end of the world. It doesn't mean that it's terrible.
Yeah, you you're
not going to rise up from it.
Right, right.
But overall, 99.9% of the time,
mm-hmm.
our children have been a blessing.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful and very appreciative mm-hmm. to be able to mother the children that I have.
Yeah. I see the fruits of the labor that you have placed in all of them, and they're shining through.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little shy here and there, but they stand mm-hmm. and stand strong. When they're called to do something, they do it well.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do it half-heartedly, and that's a blessing. When I look at my sons and my daughters, and they may be different in different levels and spiritually, but they're all trying to reach the same goal.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's because of what they have been taught from early on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about the praying mother?
Hmm.
The faith-filled praying mother.
She touched you and started praying. She walked past you and the jerk.
Discerning stuff. Just yeah,
like, ooh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, like, hey, what's the ooh about?
Mm-hmm.
It's your season. What's my season?
Wise, discerning mothers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't nothing get past them.
Mm-hmm. There's so many times I'll be like, oh, I don't want mother so-and-so to walk mm-hmm. past because I don't mm-hmm. know what she's going to say.
Don't look at him in the eye.
Yeah. And when she does that jerky move, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, Lord. When I was 16 years old, there was this mother, I'm glad I finally mm-hmm. remember. Miss Parker was her name. Miss Parker, Rose Parker was her name. And she came from, I think, Milwaukee.
Mm.
And she came down and visited our church at the time. I was 16 years old. I was one of those guys. Back then, they didn't allow women to preach in the mm-hmm. pulpits. They mm-hmm. had to stay on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Rose Parker didn't do that. That woman preached up and down the aisleways, mm-hmm. up and down that pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
When she got done, the men's was on the floor.
Well, see.
God had used a certain, I never seen that like it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the very first woman in my life. And I was 16 years old. I have never seen a woman preach before. That was my first time. Other than my grandma praying at home. But I've never seen a woman preach before. And mm-hmm. that did something to me.
Them the kind of women that put a healthy fear
mm-hmm.
within your soul.
Yes, yes.
You can't deny it. They give you that look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know it's filled with love, but it's also filled with, what is it?
Mm.
Determination. Mm. It's filled with some
wisdom.
Some oomph. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm watching you. You feel everything in that look. You feel the correction, you feel the rebuke, you feel the love, you feel the warmth.
Yeah. I felt all of that when Rose Parker walked past me. She walked past and just brushed up against you, like, and her whole body would just vibrate. You're like, what happened? Mm-hmm. And then she'd lay hands on you, and you feel instantly a breathtaking freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I can't explain how it was. It was That's amazing. The thing.
Yeah, you just don't want to mess up the relationship. You don't want to do nothing wrong. It's just certain women, they have that anointing on them. And it's just like, whoa, okay, yeah, got it.
But one of the things I liked about her was she would say, whatever you've been doing, you might want to stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she said, this is what's going to happen for you in the future if you continue to do this in God's way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that just blew my mind. I was like, woo.
Yeah.
Who is this lady?
Discerning mothers. We need them kind of mothers. If you that mother, step up and continue to be that.
Yeah. My mother didn't even know that she had that kind of power.
Your mom.
She spoke it into existence.
Your mother?
Yes, she did.
Yeah, I've seen that in your mom too. Mm-hmm. My mom does that as well. She, you know, don't look at it too long. She start reading you. Like, oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway.
Mm.
I don't think we have a whole lot that, you know, not much more that can be said aside from, you know, whatever season you're in of motherhood or whatever season you're in with or without, you know, your mom in this season. Just know that you're needed.
Yeah.
You're loved.
Mm-hmm.
You're seen and heard. And if you're a mother listening to this and haven't heard it in a while, you're a good mom.
Hmm.
If this is what you needed today.
As long as they know that they are the pillar in the family.
Mm-hmm.
God placed them in that role for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times people are like, oh, these men didn't grow up with no dad. I told my mom that she was the best man, best woman I ever met. You know, my dad was alive, but he just wasn't there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother filled the gap.
Mm-hmm.
And when she filled the gap, she filled the gap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It just goes back to a saying where women, they step in and do what they got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to just let the family fall. Yeah. These are the women we had in our life. Mm-hmm. We know we can say that because that's what we saw.
Yeah. I had the nerve or the audacity to be angry with her because she didn't make it to any of my track meets or my singing recitals.
Mm-hmm.
Because where was she at? Working, making sure that the family was provided for.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I didn't selfishly was mad because that's what young people do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't understand the full picture. So they, she don't care about me.
Right.
She care about you every day, every day, being the best mother she can be. So anything animosity that you may harbor in your heart or your mom, let it go.
Yeah, that's good.
Let it go. Let mom know that she is worthy to be honored.
Yeah, that's good. I think that's a good thing to leave off of this episode on is your mom is worthy.
Greatly to be honored.